you don't need to work at a hatted restaurant as soon as you move down. I think it is important to place all of your, I guess, focus on building a community and being part of the community. And I think once you do that, regional and country living, it can just be so achievable and wonderful.
Summer is upon us, and so many diners will be leaving the cities and heading to the regions. And when they imagine their summer holidays, I reckon a lot of people are going to think about great regional dining destinations. But what is it like for the people that work in those restaurants awaiting the summer onslaught? Are they ready? Are they staffed up? Are they as excited to see the visitors as the visitors are to come and join them? Our guest today is Melinda Griffith. Melinda works in South Gippsland at Moos at Meenyan, gorgeous little town. Mel, welcome to Dirty Linen.
Thank you for having me, Danny.
Set the scene for us. Tell us about Meenyan and about Moos.
So Meenyan is a gorgeous little town, a population of about 650 people, I think, around about in South Gippsland. It's on the way to Wilson's Prom, which means during summer particularly, the town is absolutely thriving. We see probably, I'd say, in the hundreds of thousands of visitors go through the town each year, especially in summer. It's a real little dining and hotspot. We've got lots of gorgeous little shops here as well. But yeah, in particular, people make a stop at Moos at Meenyan, which is the cafe by day, restaurant by night that I manage. And yeah, it's a buzzy little town, perfect spot to visit on your way down to the lovely Wilson's Prom.
And as summer approaches and those visitors in their thousands are going to descend, how are you feeling when you look at the roster?
Oh, well, we've just done the roster up until third week of December, and it's looking pretty lean, Danny, I must say. It's looking pretty lean, and I think the rest of the town is also in a similar boat. We want to welcome all of our customers. We want to be able to offer them the, you know, amazing service that we strive to. But, you know, it is looking a little bit, we're pretty lean on the roster, and we're not quite sure why. We think maybe that Gippsland isn't so much on the radar for professional hospitality staff yet. And that's something that, yeah, I really wanted to delve into today.
Oh, that's really interesting that you sort of pick out Gippsland, because I would have said staffing issues. I mean, there's staffing issues in the city, but I would say all regional areas would be, you know, thinking about staffing, if not in an absolute panic. But tell me what you, tell me how you see the landscape.
So I do see, I mean, for example, you know, all the regional restaurants in particular are really in the spotlight at the moment. I think, you know, you look at Chauncey and Heathcote getting their hat this year, and Tansy's in Kyneton. Like, it's really exciting to see these regional towns having these incredible restaurants opening. And I think, you know, somewhere like Daylesford, for example, they've been on the radar for a while. But I do think South Gippsland, or Gippsland in particular, if you look at you know, the hatted restaurants that we have here, there are so many amazing offerings, but in terms of that, you know, that hatted level, we have Hoggett Kitchen in Warragul, and we have Sardine Dining in Painesville, a tiny little seaside town in East Gippsland. And yet I think there's definitely appetite for more restaurants and wine bars to open here. But to be honest, Annie, I think the staffing is a huge issue, and that's probably a big reason why we don't see more places like, you know, Hoggett and Sardine opening is because we don't have the staff to service them.
That's so interesting, because, I mean, I love Gippsland. I love travelling in that direction, like east of Melbourne. And I think more and more we are hearing about, or we're focusing on produce from Gippsland. It is such an incredible growing area. You know, it's often been long known for its dairy, but, you know, there's amazing cheese down that way, a lot of interesting wineries and brewers. So, I mean, there's a lot in terms of, you know, things to put on the plate, but it's interesting that you feel it doesn't have that same, I guess, cachet as perhaps a dining and employment destination. So, I mean, what does it mean for you at Moose, for example? Does it mean that you're, you know, looking at local kids and trying to train them up? And how does that go?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a big thing. Our owner, Marty, here at Moose, that's something that he is really passionate about, training up the young kids from, you know, the legal working age of 14 years and 9 months, I think it still is at the moment. And, you know, they might start on dishes and work their way up to front of house, and that's something he's really passionate about. And I think in terms of that, the younger generation, we do have a few working for us at the moment. The challenge is they can only work weekends because they're at school, a lot of them. And, you know, that does become difficult when we are open 4 days a week at the moment. So that leaves a Friday and a Monday where we can be quite short on the staff side of things. So I think in terms of staffing, we do have the younger local generation that work for us. But in terms of attracting, and like you say, having that Gippsland, having that, I guess, attraction to bring people from Melbourne, for example, and more of that that professional chef front of house space, I don't think we've got that awareness yet in our area in Gippsland, like other areas may in other areas of regional Victoria. So therein lies that challenge where I guess it is a bit of a chicken and the egg situation as well, because we want to attract more people. We need that kind of professional realm of staff coming through, and yet there aren't a whole lot of opportunities yet. However, if we attract more people to the area, I think we're going to see more great restaurants open up. We're going to see more, you know, amazing wine bars and breweries start to open up because we will have the teams to service it. But at the moment, I think we're on the cusp, but we just need a few more people to embrace the country lifestyle like I have.
Yeah, well, I'd love to talk about that in a moment. But just back to those juniors, I think one thing that I get concerned about, and you see these lovely rabbits in the headlights of the summer onslaught, and you think you sort of don't want, you want kids to be able to school up in a supportive environment that's not too crazy. But I think when you're in that situation where you really need bodies on the line, is that a concern as well? You know, creating that, fostering that learning and that supportive environment for people who are quite green, but you actually really just need someone at a table.
Yeah, that's it. And again, you know, that's a very important part of Moose is, you know, really nurturing the young kids and bringing them up through the ranks. And there's a lot of family members that work through Moose. One might leave, a sister might leave, and a brother might start, which is just absolutely lovely. And that's a really special part of what we do have here at Moose. But yeah, it is when you are training them from green, you know, and they're amazing and they've got amazing people skills, but it does take a little bit of time to train. And you know, when you've got a busy summer coming up and you're a bit roster's looking lean and you just want to throw someone in who does have a bit of experience, it is a bit challenging because, yeah, like you say, summer can be pretty chaotic, and we want to make sure we're nurturing everyone, but at the same time, you know, in this area particularly, it tends to be that we don't have enough time sometimes, which is unfortunate, but it's just reality.
Yeah, so Mel, tell us about your story, your move to the region, and why it's been such a good one for you.
So it all started, my good girlfriend's family retired and moved to Nearham South, which is more West Gippsland, I guess, versus South Gippsland, where I am. Fell in love with the area, the rolling green hills, and I went, oh my God, I think this could be me. I did live in the country many, many years ago when I was a kid, so maybe it just never left me, but it was always something that was playing on my mind. And then I happened to read a magazine with a beautiful feature on Moose at Meenyan just after Marty had done some renovations in 2020. And I went, oh, that looks great. I think I want to work there. And so I came down, introduced myself. He's like, who's this crazy city chick that's just rocking up and saying hi? And anyway, yeah, we kept talking and turned out he needed a manager and someone to give him a hand and take a bit of a load off. And here I am, almost a year and a half later.
Wow, that is very proactive of you. So now, what? Tell us a bit about your city life. What kinds of roles had you had?
So mostly, well, dipped out in and out of hospitality for years, mostly in my younger years, bars and cafes and all that kind of thing. And then I ended up falling into hospitality PR for many, many years, working in Sydney, had a bit of a stint in London in restaurants and working for an environmental packaging company over there, and then back to Melbourne at an agency for 6.5 years, mainly focusing on hospitality clients, which has always been my love and my passion and what I really enjoy doing. I just get it. You know, I think there's things in life where you just understand and you truly have a real, you know, warm feeling about it. And that's definitely for me, hospitality. So, and then, yeah, I kind of got to the end of my PR career and went, I think I'm done with this, and wanted to move into hospitality full time. But of course, I resigned in Feb 2020 and then finished in March 2020 when COVID kicked off. So, yeah, not a great time to get a job in hospitality. But I did land myself an amazing job at Neptune Food and Wine in Windsor with managing events and marketing and front of house. And that's kind of where it all started for me. Well, not started, but I guess the passion was reignited. And also, I might add, I was the, you know, 33 at this point. So I don't think it's ever too late to realize your dream. And if you are in a corporate job for many years like myself, and you do feel like something is missing, and I think you're never too old, and you're never too young. You're never too young either. So
tell me about the move. What's been joyful and what's been challenging?
Joyful, it's so funny. So many of my friends have said to me, I don't understand how you were so happy in Melbourne, Mel, and yet you've just fallen into this life in South Gippsland like you've been doing it for years, like you're a local basically. And I can't explain it either. I think it's – I've been pretty lucky in that I think I've picked a really – great place to kick off my hospitality journey in South Gippsland. Moos is a real locals hub as well as attracting a lot of tourists. So I think in that sense, I've been very lucky to be instantly welcomed into the beautiful community of Meenyan and surrounds. We get a lot of visitors and locals coming from all over. So I think that was a decision that I made. It was something that I really did think about, and I knew that that would be a good decision for me working somewhere like Moos for someone like Marty, who's had the business for 14 years. Yeah, he's the unofficial mayor of Meenyan. So I knew working for someone like him, I would have an instant community around me. And I do think community is such a hugely important part of anything you do here business-wise, particularly hospitality. You really want to make sure that you're providing something for locals as well as the tourists. I think that was a really important decision for me, working somewhere that I knew I would have a sense of community instantly. Because I think, you know, if you moved into a new town and didn't know anyone like myself, and you didn't work somewhere that was quite social, which hospitality is. So I think you could run the risk of, yeah, feeling a bit lonely and isolated.
And have there been challenges with this move?
I think accommodation, finding housing is definitely probably a challenge here. I found when I was looking for something, it's just myself and my cat. So I didn't need a big 3-bedroom house. And a lot of the rental market here is houses. There's not really, you know, you've got no apartment buildings. There might be a couple of townhouses. I ended up finding a little 2-bedroom unit. So I felt pretty lucky about that in Leongatha, which is about 10 minutes from Meenyan. But I couldn't, number one, didn't want a huge house to maintain like that. Number two, I couldn't afford to pay for that. So that was a bit challenging, but I was very lucky in that I did find a little place that I ended up in. But having said that, I think it is, you can also, I found, lean on the people that you're working with. I did find that the locals and Marty and all of, you know, the Moose community here were like, we're on it, we're going to try and find you a house. So I think, yes, it's challenging, but I do think people are really willing to help you if you need.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, accommodation is something that people talk about in the city. You know, it's so challenging for people who are renting, you know, to try to find accommodation that's affordable and close to work. And I think regional has its own challenges. But yeah, it is interesting. I think often people don't necessarily think to lean on their communities or their future communities in terms of getting themselves up in that way. So you mentioned Hoggett Kitchen, and I know that you have some news to share, and I thought we could frame it in terms of career progression, and perhaps people might not think of regional as you know, a way of being able to progress a career, but you could probably reframe that for us.
Yes, well, hot off the press, Danny. So I've been, after an amazing almost 18 months at Moose Armenian, I noticed a restaurant manager role come up at Hoggett Kitchen, which is just south of Warragul, one of our only hatted restaurants in Gippsland. Did at the time kind of glance at it and went, oh, I won't quite investigate that yet, I don't think. And anyway, it played on my mind, and opportunities like this don't come up very often in the area I'm in, and it is something that I really want to progress my career. I eventually want to actually open my own restaurant and wine bar. So, but to get to that point, you obviously need a lot of experience. And so I just sort of contacted Hoggett, and then as it all happened, I ended up landing the job. And this is going to significantly progress my career in hospitality. Very excited to be working with Trevor and Kylie. They, as you touched on before, the amazing producers and winemakers in the area, that is all that they do. Their menu changes weekly. They use all of their local guys. They know everyone by name. And that's something that is lovely about the area. You do generally get the producers dropping off the produce for you. You don't have delivery drivers all the time. Like, you're actually meeting these people and tasting their wines with them, and it's really exciting. And that's something that we'll be doing at Hoggett. Trevor's asked me to help him with the wine list, and there's going to be all these exciting things. And it is a winery restaurant, so for me to have the opportunity to also get some experience in the vines is also really exciting for me.
Wow, congratulations. And it does sound like an amazing opportunity. But I also wonder how Marty's going with this decision. You've spoken about how supportive he's been, and he's really welcomed you to the region, and you know how hard it is to find staff. How did you go breaking that news?
Look, he, as sad as he is, he completely understands that. He's extremely supportive, and he knows my ultimate goal is to eventually have my own little place, and he knows that this is an amazing opportunity for me to learn and progress. And you know, I love Moose, and I love the fun and chaos and the beautiful family that we have here. But I do think it's, you know, there is, you can only kind of reach a certain point where I am at the moment. I do need to get more serious about my food and wine knowledge and my service skills. So I think he knows that it makes sense for me. This role makes a lot of sense, and it's something that rarely comes up. So yeah, he definitely understands I need to jump on it. I think, yeah, in terms of staffing, obviously he'll be sad to see me go. But you know, it's ebbed and flowed over the years. I think he's always made it work. So I do believe Moose will be okay, and I'm not finishing until the end of the year, so we'll get through December craziness, and then I think he'll be thinking about January after Christmas.
Yeah, well, fair enough. And I mean, he's been in the game long enough to understand exactly, as you say, that, you know, you need to progress. I'm really excited to hear that there's going to be Bar Mel. I don't know what you're going to call your place, but how far ahead do you think that is, and do you think it'll be in South Gippsland?
Absolutely, South Gippsland. I think that's another reason why I chose the area in a way, because I could see so much opportunity, and I know so many of my friends come down this way. They've got houses in around Sandy Point and down that way. So I was familiar with the area, and knowing how many people come down, I just thought, God, why isn't there more watching what was happening in other areas of regional Victoria? I was like, why is there just not more options down here? And it didn't make sense to me. But once I got here, I did realise that there was, you know, the staffing side of things, and but there is just so much opportunity, and I really felt that as soon as I moved down. And that was something, owning my own restaurant is something that I've wanted to do for a while now, but it just feels, I guess, more realistic here. Cost of living is lower, not to say that it's any cheaper to run a business here, because, you know, looking at the figures even at Moose, it's yeah, it's quite astounding how much everything has gone up. But I think it's more achievable. It's not as crowded. I think if you do something right here, if you do it well, like we've done here at Moose, like Marty's done, he's had the business for 14 years, you know, if it's done well, I think it can withstand the test of time. And I do think cost of living in general is lower for me. Like, I've just bought a house. That would never have been achievable for me in the city as a single person. And I think, you know, that to me, just it seems like life was a bit more realistic in a way. I think you're living in the city, you're constantly surrounded, you've got all these amazing events and restaurants opening and bars opening, and I guess there's a lot of noise, whereas, which is amazing, because, and I do miss that. I miss going to good restaurants and bars, or having, being able to walk to one, you know, that's a big thing I do miss. But having said that, yeah, you're not spending as much money on that side of things, and you're going out and boozing and doing all that. You're doing more holistic things. You're having people around for dinner. You're going to just a simple meal at the pub. And it's actually quite refreshing. It's quite, my energy feels different here. And I think, yeah, you've got a lot more opportunity to work on hobbies or just do things that you love. It's just the most beautiful lifestyle here. It really is.
It sounds like it's brought you clarity.
It has. I think, yeah, as soon as I moved here, I was like, yep, this is where I want to do a restaurant. I didn't know what town or where, but I just had this feeling that I think it could work. And it just, everything seemed more achievable when I moved here, which sounds crazy because I'd moved, you know, to a different town where I knew no one, but for some reason it just felt like I could achieve my goals here more realistically.
Yeah, so interesting. So, you know, let's say there's people who, you know, everyone's having their own summer experience, and we know that, you know, over this holiday period, a lot of people do start dreaming of that sea change or tree change. What would you say to someone who's wondering if it might be the right move for them?
Well, firstly, if you're moving somewhere down here, you're only going to be 2 hours from Melbourne. I think people think I live in Perth or something. So they're like, oh yeah, we'll see you in 4 hours when you leave Melbourne. I'm like, mate, it's two hours. It's 2 hours. It's not far. It can take you an hour to drive from Richmond to Brunswick. You know, it's 2 hours is not long. And I know you've been down recently, Danny, and I'm not sure how you felt about the drive, but it's a gorgeous drive.
Oh, and it's delightful.
And it's close, you know, it's not that far away. So you still, I think you still are 2 hours away, so you can duck up to Melbourne within a day. You can do a day trip if you like. And yet you're 2 hours away in this beautiful, blissful, rolling green hill paradise. You know, it's a whole other world. And I think if you are thinking about making a regional change, where even if it's here or it's other areas of regional Victoria, I think do it. I think it's achievable. I think you work in hospitality, you're going to have an instant sense of community. You're going to meet people through work. And I think be bold, be brave. It's not as scary as it seems. And you are you're not over in London. You're just 2 hours away. So what's the worst thing that can happen? You move back. And a lot of my friends have revealed to me since I moved, they said, we only gave you a year. It's a year and a half later, I'm still here and it's the best thing I've ever done. So moving to regional Victoria is the best thing I've ever done.
Mel, you are an amazing advocate for it. And yeah, it's really exciting. I'm so thrilled for you with the new job and, you know, that, yeah, you've bought a house and it's just, yeah, it's very cool. I'll flick through magazines as well and see if I have the same kind of epiphany that you had when you saw the story about Moose. But yeah, who knows? I might be patting your cat on the street soon.
Maybe. And look, Jenny, you know what? It's not for everyone either. I understand that. I don't think a lot of my friends would do the same thing, but I think if we can just get a few more amazing hospitality people down, and maybe you will start working somewhere like a beautiful pub, or for myself, like Moose, which is a cafe/restaurant. You don't need to work at a hatted restaurant as soon as you move down. I think it is important to place all of your, I guess, focus on building a community and being part of the community. And I think once you do that, regional and country living it can just be so achievable and wonderful.
Love it. Well, all the best getting through the busy December and, yeah, good luck with starting the new gig at Hoggett Kitchen. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Mel. Been really awesome to have a chat.
Oh, thank you, Danny. I really appreciate it. And, yeah. Go regional Victoria.
Nice.
This is Dirty Linen and I'm Danny Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you. This.